Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
There was a mixed day today in the grain futures. Corn and wheat both finished higher, while beans were weaker here to finish the day. It was a bit of a surprise to traders as the corn and wheat finished higher, with the Dow Jones down as hard as it was. There's quite a bit of outside pressure here from the equities. Dow Jones is roughly 400 points lower right now. It's been as much as 550 lower at one point. But corn and wheat both shrugged that negative news off, while the beans didn't quite. But we finished 3.5 to 5.5 cents higher here. Looks like March corn is going to finish right at 5 cents higher at $3.63. March Chicago wheat up 4.25 at 473. And Kansas City wheat in March up 4.75, 473.25. July Kansas City is up 4.25 at 492.5. So quite a bit of a strong day there. Beans down 5 to 6 cents, with March closing down about 5, right at $8.78. This coming Monday, markets will be closed in observance of the Martin Luther King holiday. The markets will resume trading Monday night, so we're closed Sunday night and then Monday during regular hours, and they return to trading Monday night at 7 p.m.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
Market news today was driven mostly by outside factors on the agriculture. There's more talking about the economic concerns and what's driving down the Dow. Also, crude oil making new contract lows here, down to $29.13 at one point today. Roughly, it's $1.70 lower or so now at $29.50. That's extremely important to us here in the middle part of the United States, as we are driven in a lot of ways by the price of oil. We also had a NOPA, the National Oilseed Producers Association crush report, which is an indication of soybean demand. It was right in line with expectations. It was 157.7 million bushels, where the average guess was 157.8. The disappointing thing about that number is compared to last year in December, last year we were 165.4 million bushels, so quite a bit lower than where we were in December last year for this year. Cattle futures down the limit in the feeder cattle and the live cattle to finish the day. The choice and select box beef at midday were both lower. Choice was down 251 to 232.65. Select down $1.80. The feeder cattle index yesterday was weaker, down $1.42 at 162.62. It looks like cash market is going to finish out the week at 134, which is up a dollar for the week.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
In recapping your markets, at February live cattle down $3 at $127.55, April down $3 at $128.50. March feeder cattle $4.50 lower at $150.27, with April down $4.50 at $150.85. February lean hogs down 32 at $62.02, and April down 32 at $67.45. March Kansas City wheat up 5.5 at $4.74, May up 5.25 at $4.84. March Chicago wheat 5 higher at $4.73. 3.75. March corn up 5.25 at 363.25, with May up 4.75 at 367.5. March soybeans down 3.25 at 879, and May down 4.25 at 878.75. March cotton down 49 at 61.41. May down 37 at 61.90. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.